Our guest of the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Associate Professor of Counseling, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. John Mark Dempsey. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, and so are you in particular, because you have a very nice honor that you have won recently.
The Texas Association of Addiction Professionals, organization that I work with here at the state level, have been very kind to present the Meritorious Community Service Award of the Year. So very thankful for that. It's great for A&M Commerce. It's great for the Department of Counseling. And it gives us a lot of notoriety throughout the state, as well as the nation, for that matter.
This is the Texas Association of Addiction Professionals, and the award is the D. Frank Davis Professional and Community Outreach Award in Addiction Counseling. And we've talked to you many times about the subject of addiction. So this is for your body of work, I guess, over the years.
Well, they've been very kind to select me for the award. But again, it just represents the university and all of my students here at the university.
Does this take into account some of the other things that you do in the community, Lavelle?
It's all based upon community work. I don't know who even nominated me for the award yet. Be nominated for it, and I received a letter saying, by the way, you've been selected. But again, it's about A&M Commerce. It's about our students. It's about what we can do to impact Texas and, of course, right here in rural East Texas area.
Mm-hmm. We haven't talked about that subject for a while. You're involved in so many other things. But where do you see that standing right now? Obviously, the whole opioid thing has been very much on our minds. But in the past year or so, has anything caught your attention?
Well, recently, as you know, over in Oklahoma, Johnson & Johnson was asked to cough up over $500 million in a settlement there in Oklahoma with the opiate epidemic and so forth is going on. So it's so many things that are happening in the field of drug and alcohol addiction. And of course, my stance has been and continues to be that it's about prevention, intervention, and treatment.
Yeah. What are you seeing on campus? I mean, do you see, what is the trend?
I think for the most part in the area, individuals need to understand that nicotine is a drug. It's just a legal drug of those who are of certain age. The use of alcohol continues to be an issue with college students, tobacco products as well. And there's a trend, people now using synthetic marijuana. And you and I have talked about this previously. They don't use the organic form anymore. They're using this synthetic form of K2, K5, K9, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
We have two wonderful agencies on campus. We have the Counseling Center, which is located in Halliday Student Services Building with Dr. Nick Patris and his staff. They do a wonderful job. And then we have the Psych Community Clinic located here in Binion Hall, which also will deal with university employees and community members who are struggling in the field, in the area of addiction. So we have resources available. One of the things, though, I was talking with Dr. Zaidi Mozane, my department chair, we are moving forward to be an outlet, a resource for mental health here in the rural area. A&M Commerce, Department of Counseling, is going to be known for providing services for those who are struggling with any type of mental health illness right here in Commerce, Texas.
We're talking with Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. What would be the next thing that would happen along those lines of what you're describing?
It's already in action. We are visiting several schools here in the East Texas area. We're gearing up for several programs. We have Recovery Month that is actually going on now, and we have a big program on the 17th of September. Joe Powell, who is the president of the Association of Addiction People, will be our keynote speaker on the 17th of September at 7 o'clock. It's an event, John Mark, that's open to all of our students, all of our communities in the area, and he will be talking about his journey through addiction as well. It's open to the entire public. It's not a cost associated with it. So we're encouraging everyone to come out on the 17th of September in Ferguson Auditorium, 7 p.m. here on campus.
And we should say September is Recovery Month.
That is correct.
This is Recovery Month. So that event, Tuesday, September 17th at Ferguson, Recovery Month program there. So if someone wanted to take advantage of your counseling services, maybe the easiest thing, just go to search Texas A&M Commerce Counseling. And
for our students and so forth, in the Halliday Student Services Building, our counseling center is readily available, or our community counseling clinic here in Binion. Of course, they can go to the directory here at the university and get those numbers, because we are about providing services for those who are right here in the rural East Texas area impacted by addiction.
Okay, and again, as we said, starting out, Lavelle's the winner of the Frank Davis Professional and Community Outreach Award from the Texas Association of Addiction Professionals. So congratulations for that. Just a moment or two left, but we talked with you a while back about civility training at mm-hmm. A&M Commerce, and Dr. Mark Rudin and his pre-fall semester address to the university dealt with that spent a good deal of time on that, and that's starting October 1st.
That is correct. On October 1st, the Dale Carnegie Group will be coming in, meeting with all of the top administrators, members of Faculty Senate, members of the Diversity, Equity, Inclusion Committee, meeting with the Staff Council to provide training as in the area of civility. And I applaud President Rudin and his approach to affect behavioral change on this campus. We want this to be a caring community, a sharing, a nurturing community, and we look forward to taking those necessary steps to make sure that we don't have acts of incivility on campus.
All right, great. Lavelle, hot chocolate to your liking.
It's excellent. It's excellent. Thank you so much.
Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce, and your start of the day with Morning Edition of your station, 88.9 KETR.